Blue Nile State is sort of a borderland area on the north-south border. It's actually further south geographically than Upper Nile, which is nearby, which is just up into the northern part of Sudan. During the war, it was one of the most heavily contested areas. The people are mainly Muslim, like the rest of the north of Sudan, of which Blue Nile State is politically part of and going to be part of, even if the south does secede, which seems almost certain. But the people fought alongside the SPLA to a large degree, especially in the more southern part of Blue Nile State, which is, of course, closer to what will be the formal north-south border, whenever that is outlined or defined going forward. There's a bit of dismay there because the people are not getting to vote on whether they have a new political status in the new Sudan or the new two Sudans going forward. They're getting something called a popular consultation, along with another state called Southern Kordofan, further to the west. This popular consultation is aimed at giving the people in Blue Nile and Southern Kordofan some form of self-determination and some form of say over their status in northern Sudan or whatever the constitutional arrangements are if and when after the south secedes. There has been voting taking place in Blue Nile and Southern Kordofan, but that is for people who have residence papers from the south, but who are living or working in these states, which are technically going to be part of Sudan or northern Sudan going forward. But interestingly, a lot of the people were crossing into what is formerly the south proper because they felt that the referendum in these formerly northern states could be rigged. I was at a couple of the voting stations in Blue Nile during the course of the week, and they were almost empty, they were desolate, and it was a huge contrast between that and what I had seen in Juba, where there were huge queues on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of the week of voting.
Tell us about the living conditions in Blue Nile State.
Well, they're not too different, really, from the south. I mean, southern Sudan has long been one of the most desolate, deprived, underdeveloped areas in the world. I mean, the 20 years plus of civil war left a devastated region. Even now, the capital, Juba, has around 40 kilometers or so of paved road. But that's the only paved road in the whole region, which is bigger than France and Belgium put together. You fly over it, it's vast, it's desolate, it's scrubland, it's swamp. You have little farming villages in the middle of it. People have no electricity, no running water, no basic amenities. 9 out of 10 people are illiterate and live on less than a dollar a day. And the same thing more or less applies in Blue Nile State. NGOs are present on the ground and trying to do their best. I traveled around with one, Gold, which is an Irish NGO, funded by USAID, of course, and they are doing a lot of primary health care, education, water and sanitation projects to try and alleviate some of that, along with a few other NGOs as well. But the presence on the ground is quite thin, even compared with southern Sudan, which has been a big entrepot for the aid agencies and UN organizations as well over recent years.